this is my spot. Yeah, morning madhouse, don't stop. Yeah, Power 98 on top.
On top.
Yeah, Shawty got the game on lock.
On lock, on lock, on lock, on lock.
Morning madhouse, don't stop. Yeah.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's Nola with Larry, the Morning Madhouse, clocking in 61 degrees. Today's high is right near 78. And in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces. And this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. How you feeling this morning?
I'm pretty good this morning. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. All right. Also in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to comedian Bobby.
I say good morning.
Everybody on the east.
Good morning.
South,
good morning.
North,
good morning.
West.
Good morning.
That's crazy thing happened this morning on my way to work. On the way to work this morning, actually, saw a bad accident at the corner of Freedom Drive and Camp Green. It was crazy accident this morning. A young man involved and a young lady involved actually helped the young man out the car. He told me today is his birthday. He broke down, started crying. So it was just kind of like, but everything else going on. And then to see that this morning was kind of like, wow. But shout out to both parties just injured this morning, but alive and well. That's what I was talking to the young man about this morning. I said, you got to be happy for the fact your car is totaled, but your life is still here. You're still alive.
Mm.
And the young lady, when I first got to the scene, she really wasn't, conscious. I think the airbag had put her out for a minute. But by the time I left the scene, she was talking and getting up and everything. But it's a bad accident this morning. Just crazy on my way to work. So that's what I was dealing with this morning. How y'all doing?
Well, for you say that... I almost burned down my house last night. I had something on my stove and to the restroom real quick. And when I got back, it was fully engulfed in flames, which also made me realize that none of the smoke detectors in my house work. So, pretty scary. It was really, really scary. And I happened to be at home by myself at the time. And I called the guy and was like, you need to come home right now. I was able to get the pot outside of the house, but just was so nervous that the flame was so big. I was so scared. I could hardly cover it. Luckily, thankfully, a neighbor was walking by and I, yelled at him. I was like, can you help me? And he came over and he was able to smother it for me. Right as the guy was pulling into the yard, but it was really scary. It was really, really scary. My house was, the smoke was just so thick that the guy couldn't even sit in here. He couldn't even sit in here. So yeah, I also had a little bit of a crazy night last night. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Burpee, how was it for you?
I ain't doing nothing last night. I'm glad both of y'all are safe. I'm glad that people in the accident are okay. Jessica, I'm glad you're all right. But yeah, we came here yesterday for a little while to talk to the people about what's going on. And I went home and I really tried to get my children to understand what's happening. And just in talking to them, I realized they don't teach them nothing in school about us.
Mm-mm.
About us. Not like when I was growing up. They teach them the bare minimum. The happy things. Like they know who Martin Luther King is, but they don't know what Martin Luther King did. And so we had
my first Black history lesson outside of the typical lesson that you learn during Black History Month. I got my first real Black history lesson when I got to college. Mm. I never got, I never learned about the civil rights movement in school at all.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
My lesson of Black history growing up was more so slavery, that era. And it was the bare minimum. I didn't get my first real Black history lesson and start learning about those things outside of what my parents were teaching me. But I didn't get those real lessons in a school setting until I got to college.
Well, you know, I would say my high school actually did a great job of teaching civil rights and teaching, you know, just about African-American history as a whole. Salute to East Mecklenburg High School. And, you know, it continued when I went to college. Shout out to John C. Smith, as I took African-American studies at John C. Smith. And, you know, we began to dive deeper into what, you know, different organizations and different human beings stood for and what their complete movement was about. Because like you said, Burpee, a lot of stuff in school today is just surface. It doesn't dive deep into it, right, unless you take a course for it. Right. And for a lot of our kids, they don't know and they don't take that course because in a lot of schools it's not even offered. Mm-hmm. So that's why the HBCU agenda is so big right now for a lot of us and a lot of parents in homes. Like Jessica said, you know, I did get in high school, but it continued at John C. Smith University. And we just went in depth about, you know, Martin, Malcolm, Garvey, the Renaissance movement and things of that nature. Because civil rights is more than just, you know, trying to get rights to vote. It was a complete movement. It was women's rights. It was the right to vote. It was the right to be counted as a human being. It was so much. And it goes to Jessica's point about what she was talking about yesterday about things being multi-layered. Same thing in the civil rights movement. Things were multi-layered. And it's the same way now.
I feel you like there is a level for me begin to experience this when I got to college of jealousy. I was like, dang, that's so unfair. Like I wanted to learn about all of those things when I was in school and I was jealous of my class that got that type of education in high school. I really, really, really wanted that type of education coming up.
That's what's up. We're going to be talking to y'all this morning about everything that's going on in our city, everything that's going on as far as the protests across the world. It's the Morning Madhouse. Y'all tap in. Let's get it started with our inspirational power word of the morning. It is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. You may have heard that God is omniscient. It means that God knows all that is knowable. He doesn't get smarter because he is already infinitely smart. Nobody needs to teach him.
None of it, Larry. The Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 61 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 78. It's time to hit the hashtag MHQOTD. Your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about.
All right, Madhouse Nation, it's pretty simple. We've seen a lot going on in not only the Carolinas, but across the nation. And we were on the air yesterday talking to you about it, and we want to continue that conversation. Where do we go from here? That is your Madhouse question of the day.
Where do we go from here? What's next? After, you know, this has been it's looking like a worldwide revolution. Just reading this morning, Berlin, they got protests in Berlin, in London, and Toronto all have tapped in to join protests all across America. Now, it has become a worldwide protest. So where do we go from here? What's next for us? What do you got on it, Bert?
Honestly, Larry, I don't know. The one thing I can say is that we just have to continue to fight back. Fight back. That's it. Don't give anyone power over you. Don't let them tell you how to protest. Don't let them tell you how to express your anger. Just fight back. Keep fighting back, man. That's it.
All right, Jessica, what you got?
Where do we go from here? We begin to strategize. We get smart and strategize and begin to put together this plan of getting our demands met. We begin to strategize. I think that what happened this weekend, no matter if I am against it or in favor of it, it had to happen. It had to happen. And now we move on to the next step, which is strategy and putting this plan of action together.
I think we got to determine what's our goals, what's our common goal and goals. And then we got to strive for that, whether it's to get, you know, the Supreme Court decisions changed, whether it's to get police policies changed. I think that's what we got to do. And we got to put now the pressure has to go to the lawmakers and the people in control. So we got to put pressure on them, and we can't let up. We got to apply pressure and more pressure and more pressure. That's what I think. How do we tap in on this?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Nola Milleri, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with Nola Milleri in the Morning Mad House on Power 98.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media.
Come on.
At Power 98 FM.
The day I bought my boat, exactly 19 years ago today. The day I got married, I think January 18th. I remember it was cold.
GEICO and Boat US know how you feel. That's why we make it easy to switch and save on boat insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Hi, here's your chicken slingers. Have a supersonic day.
Mmm, when you eat something, you take that first bite.
It's like a first date. I mean, you can tell by the first date if you like somebody.
Ooh, TMI.
I don't know how that ties into a chicken sandwich, but hey.
The classic chicken slinger or spicy chicken slinger for just $2.49. A juicy all-white meat filet topped with pickles and either mayo or spicy ranch. All just
$350. No cap.
All right, Nosy Neighbor, 621 here in the Carolinas. Some local Nosy Neighbor news for us. After a third day of protest in Uptown Charlotte happened last night, at least 15 people were arrested. Protesters are out protesting against the wrongful murder of George Floyd. The governor of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, spoke out about this. He says, I fear the cry of the people is being drowned out by the noise of the riot. Now, the National Guard is in Charlotte. There are some conflicting reports as to why they are here. The governor announced that the National Guard was sent to the area in response to the demonstrator. However, the city of Charlotte said that that is not true. They are here assisted with the COVID-19 response. So we will continue to update you, keep you in the know on everything that's going on, not only in Charlotte, North Carolina, but in the Carolinas and across the nation. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door, and that is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Tell that. Here's music from Janae Aiko. OTW is here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's Nola Milleri, the Morning Madhouse. And, of course, y'all know we got the Madhouse question of the day. What is that Madhouse question of the day today, Ms. Jessica?
So today we are talking about where do we go from here? Where do we go from here after a weekend of protests that not only took place in Charlotte and not only in North Carolina, but across the world? Where do we go from here?
What's the next steps? And I said, I think we need to start enacting what our common goals are. Is it, you know, policy changes? Is it decision changes? What are we doing and what are we doing for it? And I think we apply pressure.
I think that we begin to strategize. You know, this weekend was it was a release for a lot of people that are fed up and angered by years of oppression, and people not being held accountable for treating the African American community like they are less than, like they are not human. And that is what you saw over the weekend, and rightfully so. So now we begin to strategize.
All right.
I said, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know who's going to step up to the plate and grab the baton. Who's going to grab the baton and lead the way? Because everybody is not a leader. Let's say it for what it is. Some people are protesting because it's, I'm going to go downtown and show these people. Like, but who's really about that life? It's about time to fight back. I'm of that mindset now. I'm sick of the conversations. I'm sick of us saying that we need to do this. We need to do that. Who is actually going to do it?
570-WPEG. We want y'all to tap in on this. We're taking your comments this morning on this. So call in, let us know if you got a comment on it. Or you can comment on our Instagram pages at I Am No Limit Larry.
At Hey Miss Jessica.
Or at I Am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
All right, hit us up. Charlotte's Plug is Pod98.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, I mean, but we got it.
Pod98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. Snow the Larry in the Morning Madhouse taking your comments this morning after all the protests this weekend. Our Madhouse question of the day is, after all the protests this weekend, where do we go from here? What's our next steps? What are y'all feeling? What are y'all feeling like after all the protests this weekend? Not only here in Charlotte, but across the world. Good morning.
My comment is, where we as black mothers like myself need to come together, where you have, we live in a world where you have mothers against drunk driving. I want it to be mothers against police killing our black sons. I shouldn't have to fear for the life of my black sons that I have raised to be great. Both are in college. I shouldn't have to fear for kids that I know are great. And I am against, I'm so mad. I'm so angry. And it has to stop.
Well, you know what? You need to be the one to start it then. If you feel that way, why don't you be the one who started it?
I would love to.
But all I'm going to say, sister, what you waiting for?
I'm going to start it. I got you.
There it is. And you know, a lot of people feel like, you know, they don't know what to do or they have suggestions. And sometimes you have to be the change. You have to be the leader in your own community or start your own household and lead from there. Somebody, it was a mother just like that young lady that started Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, started a mad organization and started a Mothers of Murdered Offspring. It was a mother that just like that, that sat back and said, listen, enough is enough. I'm going to start something. I'm going to do something. We got more of your comments on the way. 570-WPG, if you got one, it's Pod98.
Up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse in the morning.
Pod98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. How today is going to be right near 78, 61 degrees. And I got to send a big, big happy birthday shout out to baby Bree. She turned 3. That's from your family. They checked in this morning. Speaking of checking in this morning, want y'all to check in and tap in with the Madhouse. Tell us about our Madhouse question of the day. Where do we go from here? We've seen all the protests all across the world over the weekend. People are continuing to protest. Where do we go from here? What's next? And what are your thoughts and opinions on, you know, what's going on? How are you feeling? 570-WPEG. We're talking about it inside the Madhouse. Good morning.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, we really need to start another Black Wall Street. Whatever they did to stop the first one, we need to figure it out and get around it and start another one. Just like you know, like the Jewish people got, just like the Chinese people, they all stick together. We need that back. We need that back, man. I'm telling you, just to keep the money out of their pockets. We need to put it in our own. And I feel like instead of boycotting on the 7th, why are we not doing it on the 4th? That's America's birthday. We're going to boycott America, but boycott the 4th. Don't buy nothing on the 4th.
I feel where you're coming from, bro. But as far as that date, I think that date has already been put out there globally. So I think that's what we're rolling with. And sometimes, you know, when things are already put out there, you just go ahead and roll with what's out there. Because it's already caught on like Wi-Fi.
July 4th, there's probably not going to be as much shopping being done. You know, folks are going to be out celebrating the 4th with their family, you know, cooking out or whatever. So you got to hit them on a day where there isn't really anything planned and they're going to be out. They would normally be out shopping.
Good morning.
I just wanted to call, man, and give the family some light in this situation, man. Let us know, you know, how we need to be moving nowadays.
Well, Sharif, man, go ahead and do your thing. Let us know, Big Dog.
So in light of everything going on, we need to keep our focus. mainly on family and doing for self. The idea is to keep our minds captured in a lot of the craziness going on, but as long as we do it for self, making sure our family's protected, making sure we're growing. Some may grow food for themselves. Some may do things like that, protect their neighborhood. We just got to focus on us. It sounds real cliche, but we need to buy black. Everything black, all black, everything. That's the only way we hit this situation the way we need to.
Mm-hmm. And you know, to start moving in that direction, we have to really be about that. And a lot of people say that, like you said, it's cliche. But are you really moving in that direction? Are you really trying to stay? You can't only move in that direction. You got to try to stay in that direction. And to the other brother's point about building another Black Wall Street, it's quite possible that we could do that. We just have to, you know, first of all, we got to get some more black banks. And how many of you got to ask yourself, how many of you today already support a black bank? Do you know any black banks? There are some in Charlotte. But do you support those banks? Do you have an account over there? Do you go over there? Do you get loans through that bank? So you got to start asking yourself that question and looking in the mirror and see, are you really trying to progress in that direction if that's what you feel like we need to be doing? Papa Daddy, good morning.
Also, you got to keep the momentum going. We are out here and we're protesting. You know, we protested all weekend. What's going to happen this week? What's going to happen this weekend? What's going to happen next week? We have to keep this momentum going. What we've seen is after a couple of days, it begins to die down. We got to keep going. We got to keep fighting. Civil rights movement lasted for years. They were working every single day for years until change happened. And we have to keep that same momentum.
Mm-hmm. Paul Dottier, good morning.
I do have a comment. One thing I would like to say, first of all, thank y'all for doing what y'all do every morning. One thing that works for me is that I try to love everybody, good or bad. I still try to love everybody. And I feel like if somebody come across my path, it's for a reason, and I treat them as such. And with these young men today, one of the big issues that they have is facing getting jobs. And most of the time it's because they don't even have an ID or Social Security card, any type of paperwork to help them get those resources. And so what I do is that I take time to help these brothers track down paperwork and help them fill out applications and also do resumes and try to make a job lead. Sometimes I explain to them what they would do, and the excitement comes from them getting jobs is pretty much my motivation to get them to want more. And I also explain to them about credit. Nobody has ever spoke to me about credit when I was young, and that makes also an impact on somebody's living status.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you spoke about that, because we have to be educated on all forms, whether it's financial, whether it is community. We have to be educated on all forms, and we have to be open to that type of education, old and young. Get your comment in this morning, 570-WPEG. Coming up right around the corner, we're going to let y'all shine. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we had this crazy, we was on the air yesterday, just in case y'all didn't know, we actually came in yesterday afternoon, and we had this, I ain't going to say it's crazy, it was her opinion. But I'm going to play that call back this morning, because everybody don't think and everybody don't feel the same. And I think y'all need to hear that call again this morning if you missed it yesterday. So we're going to talk about that in the 8 o'clock hour. But coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we're about to let y'all shine.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, your Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
Y'all know it's a lot of things going down, but we love to spread some positivity in the negative world. If you got somebody out there who was doing something this weekend and they was out there spreading positivity, come on, man, let them shine this morning. Somebody who was out there on the front line, let them shine this morning. Your mama was at home doing her thing, let her shine this morning. Your big dog, your homeboy celebrated a birthday or something, let him shine this morning. You know what we say, your kids doing well, your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy! 570-WPG. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug before for hip-hop, and R&B, for new hip-hop and R&B. You know how we get it in. And I want to let, before we kick off Shine, I want to let Beyonce shine for taking to her 150 million followers and putting the word out about the protests. Here's what Beyonce had to say.
We need justice for George Floyd. We all witnessed his murder in broad daylight. We're broken and we're disgusted. Cannot normalize this pain. I'm not only speaking to people of color. If you're white, black, brown, or anything in between, I'm sure you feel hopeless by the racism going on in America right now. No more senseless killings of human beings. No more seeing people of color as less than human. We can no longer look away. George is all of our family and humanity. He's our family because he's a fellow American. There have been too many times that we've seen these violent killings and no consequences. Yes, someone's been charged, but justice is far from being achieved.
Thank you, Beyonce. We appreciate you. Gotta respect, gotta love the queen, Queen B. Hey, who y'all letting shine today? Let's get to it.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'ma tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
Yeah. Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
My sister, Martika Robinson in Hickory, North Carolina. I would like to give her a special shout out and let her know that we all love her. And we thank her for all her hard work Monday through Saturday as a frontline worker. And that we love her very much.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine?
Good morning. I want to let everybody shine from DHL. Shine on. We've been working from 6 to 6 every day since Corona done started. I want to let everybody know we on the map and we out here working.
We out here.
Come on now. Come on now, baby.
Oh, Lord. Good morning.
Oh, still on the line?
Mr. Lee, you got somebody you need to let shine?
Lord. All them honey bonds out there.
That's all you ever want to let shine is some honey bonds,
Mr.
Lee.
Oatmeal cakes, too.
And your oatmeal cakes, too. You been all right, Mr. Lee?
Oh, we added something new.
Peace. I'm going to do that thing.
You going to do that?
Peace.
What exactly is that thing? All right, we love you, too.
All right, Mr. Lee. Shout out to everybody out there, man, who went and did their thing. I gotta let the city sanitation workers shine too, man. You know, they went out there after all the protests this weekend. The city has been getting clean right back up. After everything went down, the city has been getting clean right back up. So shout out to the city sanitation workers. Let y'all shine this morning. Miss Jessica's on the way with your nose and neighbor news at 7:24. It's Power 98.
Y'all sleeping on me, huh? Had a good snooze.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning, madhouse.
Man, these folk got hit his no cap, no cap.
All right, nosy neighbors, your nosy neighbor news is right around the corner. Ooh, Cardi B is upset. Who made her mad? And find out what they did. That's coming up next in your nosy neighbor news. Who does 50 Cent want to run for president? And a hip-hop couple, the wife, she went to jail for something pretty serious. What's that hip-hop couple? Who is it?
I think Princess Love finally beat up Ray J. She got sick of his stuff and she put him... She hit him with the what's that wrestler name? One of them wrestling moves. Yeah, I'm gonna say Princess Love and Ray J.
Will Smith and Jada, because Will Smith said Independence Day was better than Set It Off.
That was better than Woo.
All right, we'll find out who it is. That's coming up in your nosy neighbor news next.
I wanna know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie.
Yep, it's right around the corner, right after music from Usher, Lil Jon, and Ludacris. It's Sex Beat here on Charlotte's Club.
Yeah. 888-808 kick, Trump check.
Yeah. Pick up the neighborhood.
What the hell?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Monday, June 1st. A man representing a group called the Fatherhood Foundation has an issue with Cardi B, applauding rioters for burning down businesses and ruining black communities. He hopped on social media to say, since rioting is only about Floyd and not about people's property, maybe rioters should direct their attention to Cardi B's new home located at, and then proceeded to write her complete home address. He concluded the post with, will she change her mind with it when it's her property on the line? Cardi responded by saying, I'm gonna let you know this right now. Anybody that comes on my property will die. That's a promise. You don't care about blacks, so stop trying to make it about blacks. Cardi's fans were not having it and flooded his timeline and reported him. His account no longer exists. 50 Cent posted a clip of Governor Andrew Cuomo, I can't pronounce his name, speaking about protesters across the country. In the clip, the governor says, it's the same exact situation. When does it change? It's been 30 years since Rodney King. I'm with the protesters. Thank you very much. And then he ended the press conference. In the caption of the video, he says, 50 Cent says, this is the guy right here. He doesn't want to, but we need him to be president. And most of the comments agreed with 50. Jay-Z is speaking out on the death of George Floyd. Hove is urging Minnesota Attorney General to do the right thing and prosecute all those responsible for the murder of George Floyd to the fullest extent of the law. Now, the Minnesota governor also announced Sunday that the attorney general has been appointed as lead prosecutor in the investigation into Floyd's murder. The appointment comes after members of the House representing Minneapolis penned a letter asking that the county attorney general, Mike Freeman, seek the help of Ellison in prosecuting this case. They say, unfortunately, our constituents, especially our constituents of color, have lost faith in the ability of the county attorney general to fairly and impartially investigate and prosecute these cases. Faith Evans was arrested after police were called to her husband and her LA's home. Apparently, the couple got into a heated argument that turned violent. When police arrived, they noticed visible marks and scratches on Stevie J's face. Faith was arrested and booked for felony domestic violence. She was bonded out that same day. It's unclear as to what started the argument. Happy birthday to Morgan Freeman. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Neighborhood.
Power. 98.
Another Valeria, the morning madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Hove, a.k.a. Jay-Z, a.k.a. Sean Carter. What did she say about Hove? 570-WPEG, first call to correct answer. We're going to get y'all that Polo G brand new album. Hit us up right now, 570-WPEG.
The Nosy Neighbor News is sponsored by Hendrick Auto. Keep it tapped.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's Nolan Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And y'all already know what time it is, baby. It's time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
Mad.
Are we mad?
Burp and Jessica, we saw what went on in the world over the weekend, and a lot of people have been saying that it's rioting, it's looting, it is going on. I was talking to one of my big homies over the weekend, and he put it in perspective for me. So, this is not a riot. This is not rioting. This is what you call a rebellion. A riot is what happened in Watts. A riot is what happened in Miami back in the 80s. A riot is what happened in Charlotte in 2016. This is global. This is worldwide. That doesn't mean that this is a riot. It has now officially become a rebellion. This is a rebellion. So if you haven't joined the rebellion, you haven't really tapped into what's going on, let me clue you to what's going on. This is a rebellion. And what I'm mad about today is people that are on the sideline, is people that are sitting back and they silent. If you're being silent during this time, I don't care what color you are, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. If you're sitting back and you just watching and you're being quiet and you don't got nothing to say at all, then that's what I'm mad about. And I'm also mad about people that sit back and they watch and then they got stuff to say, but they're not participating in no form of fashion. I ain't saying that you got to go out there and walk 85 blocks like we did. I ain't saying you got to get out there and go throw rocks through a window, but it's other ways for you to get involved. You could tweet, you could Instagram, you could social media, you could even post the peaceful protest. You could post what's going on. You could post an opinion, but get involved in some form of fashion. Or if you do got an opinion about what's going on and you're not participating and trying to become a part of the solution, then do what Bourbon say. Bourbon, can I borrow your hotkey?
Hit my hotkey, Larry. Shut your dumb ass up.
That's what I want you to do. If you ain't participating in no form of fashion, but you got a lot to say,
shut your dumb ass up.
Come on, man. This is a rebellion that's going on right now. And we gonna, I think... By the time 2020 has already been a crazy year. Mm-hmm. And I think by the time we get to the end of all this, I think we're going to really, really, really start to find some solutions. Because somebody put this on Instagram. This ain't your grandmama and them out there. This is a new generation. And I was talking to my homeboy yesterday. He reminded me. He said, you're dealing with a generation who watched. They watched or they have heard about what Malcolm talked about, what Martin talked about. And now they are living. They say, it ain't gonna be us. This is the knuck of your buck generation. And guess what? They out there doing, Purple.
Knucking
and bucking. Hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
The biggest name.
This is Lil Nas X.
This is Summer Walker.
This is Wale.
Pot 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry. The morning madhouse, y'all know how it's going down inside the madhouse. Incognito live in the kitchen this morning, cooking it up, and of course, y'all know what time it is. Time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Sometimes I had them thoughts. All right, let's get right into it, Larry. Justin, normally around this time, there's. It's a joke or something funny going on, but I don't feel like this is a funny time right now. They always tell us we find the funny in everything, make everything funny. It's not the time to be funny. Now is the time to be vocal, time to be heard, time to speak up, time to speak out because of everything that's going on. And it's affecting everyone everywhere. This is the first time that I've seen other countries protest in wake of the George Floyd murder. People are, they're confused. They don't know what to do anymore because they've been rioting for years. And then you have some people call in and they don't understand what's going on. They don't think black people are oppressed. People really still think that. It happened yesterday. Larry's going to play it back later. But what y'all have to understand is not one time have you seen in any of these cities that someone has attacked a person. You haven't seen any protester going after a person. You haven't seen any protester start off violently. It's the police that are coming back, that are coming to us. We didn't bring this to our doorstep. We didn't bring us to America to be slaves. We didn't want to be slaves. It happened because of men who think they are superior to other people. What I'm doing here is I'm calling out now the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department because nobody has spoken up. I've seen plenty of police departments across the country kneel with the protesters, mm-hmm. walk with the protesters, mm-hmm. go with the protesters.
It's been about six I've seen. Yeah.
I've even seen some speak out and say that they are calling out the rest of the policemen across the country to stand with black people. It's not minorities. It's not people of color. It's black people that this is happening to, and we're tired of it. So to the new chief of police, what you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you telling your troops behind closed doors? What are you telling the people, the men who put on the badge and fight every day? Because there aren't all bad cops, but the bad ones are really the ones on the front line right now. That's the ones that we're paying the most attention to. When are y'all going to get out there and kneel with us, protest with us? We're not burning nothing down here in Charlotte. What are you going to do next, CMPD? That's really all I have to say today. I ain't got no jokes. I ain't got nothing funny for y'all, man. This is a time where people need to come together, and we need to see these policemen stand with these black people and admit that there is police brutality, and the way that police treat black people is completely different than the way that they treat any other race.
And those were Burpee's thoughts.
For more details, log on to power98fm.com.
Yep, no living there in the morning madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Yesterday in the madhouse, we came in and we just wanted to get the feeling of everybody in the city. Wanted y'all to voice our opinions and let y'all voices be heard. So, got this call on yesterday. Jessica Burpee, we was all on the call. And Jessica, what you want to tell them about the call?
Okay. So I want to make sure that everybody listens, really listen to this call, because what you're going to hear is going to make you upset. It's going to invoke some emotions in your, but what you got to understand is this person that we are talking to, this woman by the name of Angie, is not the only person that thinks like this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This, and this is, you know, granted, we sort of laugh towards the end of it, and you know, people say you got to laugh through the pain and things like that, but really listen to what it is that she's saying and how she's responding to the questions that we're asking her, and even our white listeners that are out there and are listening to the show today. Listen to this phone call. This phone call should spark conversation. That's what I want this phone call to do. I want this call to spark some conversation.
All right, Bert, what you thought about the call?
It opened my eyes because Jessica and I were having that conversation about what happened. We're having that conversation off air, and then boom, just like that.
Yep.
It dropped in our lap. And I tried to have the conversation with this caller, but yeah, she did. Trying to calm you down and trying to get this woman to listen. It was too much work. I ain't signed up for all that on the same.
All right, Madhouse Nation, y'all tapped in. Y'all check it out. Good morning. You got a comment?
Hey, I just been listening to the broadcast. I was listening to your music, but, you know, I just would love to hear you guys, you know, I just want to hear something come out of this to lead people. The whole world was with George Floyd's family and what happened. And we wanted to see that cop prosecuted. He's an idiot. And we have these in all professions. I just feel like so much more divide is happening to our country. It's horrible. White and black people get killed by the bad cops. There's bad cops everywhere. There's bad doctors. There's bad nurses. But we just got to stop making this a white and black thing. We're all one.
Hey, can I ask you a question, ma'am?
Are you an ally? Are you an ally to black people?
I'm
wondering.
Yes, my husband's black. I'm white.
Okay, let me ask you this, ma'am. Now, you say white people and black people get killed by bad cops. How often do you see a white person get killed by a bad cop?
That was my question.
You know what? Well, my husband and I looked up the statistics.
No. We didn't say statistics. How many, the way George Floyd died on camera in front of the world, how many white people have you seen die that way?
Can you give us the name of a white person that was killed by a police officer with the police officer that had his knee in that white person's neck for 8 minutes? 42 seconds in broad daylight.
That guy was a raving idiot.
Anything like that.
I mean, I'm just trying to go to your statement. You said, you know, white people and black people die at the hands of bad police officers. I just want to know the name of one that you've seen die on camera like that.
Well, no, I'm not saying I saw one on camera like that. I'm saying what I see happening now is, you know, we have the Black Lives Movement out there, and instead of it being a good, powerful thing, like when we look at Martin Luther King, it ends up being a bad thing, and it makes us look bad.
What is it a bad thing? What do you mean?
The Black Lives Matter movement bad?
Well, when we get the rioting and the burning things down and the stealing, and, you know, it breaks my heart seeing these business owners that are losing everything, and it's not their fault, and we need a better way.
Did you feel the same way when the KKK bombed the black church in Alabama? Did you feel the same way when they bombed the Black Wall Street in Oklahoma? Did y'all say the same thing?
I don't want you to feel attacked in this conversation, and, you know, we thank you for calling in and offering your opinion. What is your opinion of Black Lives Matter? What do you know that organization to be?
There is some very, the organization has very good moving parts, and they do a lot of good in some areas.
No, what do you know about Black Lives Matter? Like, who are the people that started it? What are their goals and their mission and things like that? What is that you know of Black Lives Matter?
So my husband and I've talked about all of that, and I can't give you names or anything like that. But what I know is there's some that really get this movement going in the right direction. But when we get people out burning and vandalizing, I feel like it takes away from every movement that we've done.
Let me ask you this. What is wrong with burning and vandalizing buildings?
It's a crime and it's illegal
What movement have you seen where they didn't burn and vandalize buildings?
It's not just Black Lives.
Recently?
No, period. None. In the civil rights movement, they burn and vandalize buildings. When football teams win football games, they burn and vandalize buildings. But that's okay.
I would encourage you.
No, it's not.
and there are some people that believe, you know, hey, I'm not a fan of the burning of the buildings. I am one of them. I am not a fan of the burning of the buildings. That is me.
I'm not a fan of that.
But I will say this. I will say this. I would encourage you as a white woman to go out there and do more research on exactly what Black Lives Matter is and what this organization is, and not depend on what the media is telling you that what it is, because the media is out here portraying it as Black Lives Matter is the ones that are leading the violence behind these protests and things like that. That's not the case.
My husband's opinion is he just feels.
I don't want to talk to her. Let him pull his pants up and be a man. I was driving him. We were both listening to you guys on the radio.
We were on the phone together, and I said, I'm calling him. I want these guys to lead everybody in Charlotte, everybody that listens to the station. I want them to realize, let's make a movement forward for all of us. I just want
everybody to get along.
The reason that I'm not saying that this is how everyone thinks, but the reason that you are making the statement that you're making is because white people have never been oppressed. White people have never had things happen to them.
Yeah, but you're not oppressed.
Hold on, let me speak, ma'am.
Look up the word oppression. It ain't got poor in it. White people. It got nothing to do with being poor.
White people have never had dogs and hoses sprayed on them just because of the color of your skin. Not because of something you've done, not because of a crime that you committed, but just because my skin looks different from yours. To say that I'm not oppressed, that's why they protesting now. That's why they brought it down.
How are you How are you impressed now?
Ma'am, just a couple of weeks ago, there were white men and white women that were standing on the steps of the Capitol with rifles and everything else behind a haircut. Colin Kaepernick kneeled and got blackballed from the NFL.
That's not oppression.
And we're standing out here and we are fighting for this man who was killed in broad daylight by a police officer, someone that is supposed to protect and serve, killed, and days later he was arrested.
Let me ask you this.
Charged for third-degree murder. Ma'am, we are still oppressed.
The whole world was on George Floyd's side.
But the whole world was not on Colin Kaepernick's side. He was completely blackballed from the NFL to the point where the president of the United States is talking crap about it. Ma'am, as a black woman, as a black woman talking to you as a white woman, I am telling you that we are still oppressed. And you can't tell me anything different because you do not walk in my shoes.
This is the thing,
I am telling you that we are oppressed. And that's the part where I say white people have to start listening to us.
Right.
You all cannot just, ma'am, unfortunately, I hear you saying things and I think that you feel defended in what you're saying because your husband is black, because you keep bringing that up.
Well, no, it's just my friends and my husband are just ashamed of the way this movement's going. They're embarrassed. They said,
but it's not the Black Lives Movement that's supposed to be that. So if they think that, then they're misguided and misled as well.
Hold on, tell me what you think oppression is. This is the prime example of why I say you hear everything that we are in here saying right now, but you're not listening.
Yeah.
You hear what we're saying, but you're not listening. So you tell me what you think oppression is.
Being kept down. Not being able to...
Hold on,
Jessica.
She doesn't think it is. No, go ahead.
No, we're listening to your answer. We're going to listen.
Three of my best friends are black. My husband. And they are just...
And you can only count three of your friends as black. You got to count them out on
eight.
Of my good friends. Yeah, three of my best friends. And my husband. And all I know is their opinion is... They felt good about the way the world was on the right side, trying to make changes. And after the George Floyd thing was absolutely despicable and disgusting and horrible. But then it went to where it's at now with the rioting and the burning. And, you know, we wanted that cop to be prosecuted and prosecuted quickly.
Was Ahmaud Arbery disgusting right before George Floyd? Was Ahmaud Arbery also disgusting? The man that was killed just jogging through a neighborhood and was killed. Was Breonna disgusting?
Please tell me you know.
We have not been on the right path ever.
She don't even know what that is.
This happened.
Yeah, and I want to see change. That's what I mean. In order to see the change,
you have to be in the reality, and you have to accept. You have to accept the fact that black people are oppressed, ma'am. That's the first step.
Let's just deal, since you're only talking about this one incident, let's deal with this one incident.
I must have the wrong friends because...
No, listen.
You obviously got the wrong friends. If you think them three black friends you got represent all black people.
And you think that they're representing or they're speaking for all of us, and they're not. This is a different side. All three of us in here are black, and we're telling you a completely different thing. Listen to this. We're dealing with just this one incident. In Minneapolis, Minnesota, that's where George Floyd died, correct?
Yes, I lived there.
Now, mm-hmm. also in Minneapolis, Minnesota, just what, 2 years ago? That's where Philando mm-hmm. Castile died, where the officer asked him for his ID. And he was reaching for his ID after he told the officer he had a gun on him. After he told him he had a gun on him, the officer pulled his gun out and shot him anyway as he was reaching for his ID with his girlfriend and his child in the car. Now, also in Minneapolis, Minnesota, there was a black officer who shot a white woman who was a mm-hmm. model, and they locked his ass up without even bringing charges on him.
Mm-hmm.
Before they even brought charges on him. Do you understand the difference now?
Well, I saw the Castillo thing, but no, I did not know that there was a difference with the white woman. They put him in prison.
Of course you didn't know.
No.
Look that up.
Your black friends didn't tell you about them? Your black friends didn't tell you about
Larry,
them?
Larry, stop yelling at her.
Hold on, Larry. Hold on.
Because I can appreciate her. I can appreciate you calling up here, ma'am.
We can't get upset. Well, you can't get upset because nobody's going to listen. Nobody's going to listen.
And
listen.
I'm still mad.
The thing is, man.
Without you yelling.
Hold on. The thing is.
That said someone was on there when I was driving home and listening, was talking about the police getting out in the neighborhood and getting to know people.
Right.
And
that was me.
Responsible. So they have a face and a name to go with these people. So they're not just, you know, a black man or a white man.
Right.
No, they know names and families.
Right. That was me. I said that.
Sorry. That I thought was brilliant. And
that was me. The one that was yelling. That was me that was yelling.
That was the brilliant one, man.
The black man you're talking about.
I just got a loud voice. With the black people, I can almost guarantee if you and your husband, it's probably happened before, which is why I'm baffled at some of the statements that you're making. With your husband, with being out, you get a funny look. You don't get a funny look because he's white. You don't get a funny look because of how you look. You get a funny look because you're with a black man. You probably get a funny look because you have when you're with your friends because you're a white woman out with black people. And you know what they're gonna say? Oh, she probably act black.
Ma'am,
they probably.
Ma'am,
act
let me
white.
Say this. Let me say
but
this,
you know
ma'am.
What?
Hold on.
Here's the thing. I guess I don't give a crap. I don't want to cuss, but you know, I don't care.
Here's the thing, ma'am.
Why do we care with these jerk off people? So,
no, hold on.
Let me ask you one question. Let me ask you one question, and I'm done. I'm done with the conversation. Do you believe that there's a such thing as white privilege?
I feel two ways about that.
Huh? Uh-huh.
She feels two ways about that.
Okay. What is it? What's the way you feel?
Stop yelling at her, Larry.
Okay.
Yeah, Larry.
Hold
on, ma'am. Your number.
Get him, Larry. Get him. What's your name?
Ma'am.
Your number.
What's your name, ma'am?
Angie.
Get him, yeah. Angie. Get him, Angie.
Okay, no, Angie, tell us how you said you feel two ways. You said you feel two ways. Please explain to us how you feel about white privilege.
Some places, I definitely would say I see that more.
Uh-huh. So you do agree that it happens.
I don't at all.
But you do agree that it happens.
Let me ask, okay, now, here's the second part of my question. Is there such thing as black privilege?
No, I would say no.
Come on.
That's why we got to press
it. Stop yelling at Angie. You better stop yelling at Angie.
There you go.
You better stop yelling at Larry. Larry, what you going to stop doing is yelling at Angie. So, Angie, listen. I hear you, right? And I think that you really, really want to try to understand this. I really do. Angie, I got faith in you. But I think that you are limiting yourself by talking to those three best friends and your husband. You got to expand your black horizons and talk to some more of us. Because
I will tell you this. Here's something that with you guys having the platform of being on the radio and people listening to you,
mm-hmm.
there's things that I do see that I find very disturbing. And I was talking to one of my friends about, and she
one of your black friends.
Stop, leave Angie alone. You're gonna leave Angie alone
because this is something. When you guys have the platform out there talking, you know, you talk. You know, the music we listen to. A lot of young kids, my kids, listen to you guys and listen to the station.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of my kids' friends. That, for example, one gentleman, black football player, amazing, sweet kid. Handsome, outgoing, because he was doing so well in football and so well in school, some of his other black friends put him down and tried to drag him. And I don't understand that. When I talked to my girlfriend, she said,
are you talking about the end of the scene from Boys in the Hood?
Angie ain't seen Boys in the Hood. Don't
you
do that.
Are you talking about Wicked from Boys in the Hood?
Angie, unfortunately, that in our community is called a hater. It happens. It happens. We got haters in our community. But I'm sure that y'all got, I'm sure that white folks got haters in their community too. No, stop it. Stop it because I like Angie. I like Angie.
You leave Angie. Angie. Get off my phone, Angie.
Angie.
She had me hot, Burma.
She confused me. She didn't know nothing about black culture, but she knew the end of the Boys in the Hood.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Go, let's go. Let's go.
Part of the AWPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. If y'all listen to that call with Angie, a lot of people got a lot of things to say. Good morning. What you saying, big dog?
I don't know. Her and her circle of black friends and her husband, man, they must be in
some other planet, man. I don't understand who, I mean, either he's lost touch with his own kind, or she dominates all discussion. They all agree.
Larry, what's going on, man? Oh, man, I feel like you. My Angie, man, I'm listening to that. I'm getting heated, too, like, because it's like she knows certain facts, but it's only the facts that she, like I was saying, that she's going to listen to. I'm kind of like Jessica. I really don't agree with the burning of the buildings, but it's going to take, it takes something drastic to make a movement. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of us still got to understand, like, that's your first step. What's your next one? Mm-hmm. You got to get out. They got to get out here and vote and get these people out of the offices and change it to get rid of the depression. I mean, the oppression. You know what I'm saying? You got to vote. You got to change the laws. But you got to put the right people in the place to do it. So the riding is good. But at the same time, you got to come up with a second plan to get these people out of office and change these laws.
Absolutely, brother. I agree with all that. And the crazy part about it, you know, is people that just live in a bubble and they live in that they circle, and that's what they feel. That's what they feel, and they feel like, hey, black people, you've made it a long way. You made it to a certain point and a certain position in your lives, and hey, you had a black president, and you're no longer in that oppressed state. It is so many people that feel like anti. So many, whether black, white, or other, that feel like that. And I think she was just bold enough to call in to an African-American radio station and just say how she felt and speak on behalf of her and her three black friends and her husband. So her and her four black people and her biracial children that she was speaking on. So she was bold enough to do it because that's how she really feels. And I can respect anybody who's going to stand on the way they feel. And Angie, even though I yelled at her a lot because she made me a little angry, even though I did yell at her a lot because she made me a little angry, I respect her opinion. Burpee, stop laughing. I respect her opinion, and I respect, you know, the fact that she stood on what she believed in. Now, her little reference to Boys in the Hood in the end.
Y'all know that woman won't talk about Boys in the Hood.
Yes, he was a little black boy, and he was good in football, and all his friends.
Talking about Ricky.
his friends put him
down. I actually wanted to hear where she was going with that. I actually wanted to hear.
I know where she was going.
Either they don't know. Exactly where
they
she
don't,
was
they
going.
Don't because know. Or they just don't care about what's
y'all
going
know,
on.
Y'all
in the
know
hood.
Angie ain't seen Boys in the Hood.
She got a black husband. She got a black three, you know, black friends.
And right. And then
what? What does that mean? Did y'all hear what she was saying about black folk?
But that's the one. That's their one movie. They one movie. They done watched that one movie. All them black people got one movie they done watched that they think represents the hood, and that's Boys in the Hood. I agree with Burpee. She was talking about Boys in the Hood.
Yep.
I'm standing on that. Hey, we're going to take more of y'all calls this hour.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
Power 98, good morning. You got a comment this morning?
Yeah, man. Just calling in reference to all this stuff going on. Specifically, the woman that was on the radio earlier. Mm-hmm. I'm black myself. I'm 30 years old. See, I'm a disabled veteran. And I see injustices for us as I'm sure all black people do. I see injustices towards us every day. Even in the military, I was damn near blackballed out of the military. You know what I'm saying? I had to accept an early retirement in order not to get kicked out at the hands of white guys who didn't want to admit their wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm.
All of the higher ups started to protect this one guy who didn't mean us any good. He pushed me and They love to make jokes about me. We would get on the trucks, and even though I was, you know, one of the few black guys on the trucks with them, I was the troop carrier, driver. They would say out of the things way, out of the way things. We were on back of the truck on a mission one time. NCO, there was a lieutenant and a lower ranking white guy on the truck with us. And they pointed me out to, and I guess they thought it was funny. They pointed me out to go pick up a skunk out of the woods.
Wow. Let me ask you this, though. Being a person that has been in the military, what do you feel about not only African-Americans' treatment in the military, but how do you feel about the African-Americans' treatment in everyday society as being a person in the military?
Well, to be completely honest, I don't think it is as bad as it was 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the simple fact that now we can even speak or now we can even own things. Now, you know, there's things we can do. I have a house in a white neighborhood, an old white neighbor, and he just hates that I have a house at 30 years old right behind him.
Trust me, I know the feeling.
So I do see progress, but we still have a long way to go.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your comment this morning, brother. If you want to comment, 570-WPG, Power 98, good morning. You're live with the Morning Madhouse.
Man, I feel sorry for the kids they have, man. To be honest, I feel sorry for their kids because it can't be anything that they can't be keep teaching their kids anything as dumb as they. I mean, I'm not gonna say they're dumb. Is that they so lost? I just think their kids got to be just as lost as they are.
Mm. Thank you for your comment this morning, talking about Angie and her biracial kids. 570-WPEG, Megan Thee Stallion, Beyonce Savage Remix. We're taking your calls. It's Pot 98.
Fuck with me. And turn this up 800 degree. Whole team.
Pot 98, WPEG. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, man. Checking in, tapping in with the Madhouse community, with the Charlotte community. How y'all feeling this morning? Andy, you heard an Angie phone call this morning inside the Madhouse. How did it make you feel? Good morning.
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you.
Good morning. Young Gumbo?
Okay.
All right. Well, Power 98, good morning.
Hey. I do about the Andrew situation. I just find that so absolutely insane that she is like that. I've dated black men. I'm a white woman myself, but I've never in my life heard somebody talk like that. That's for sure. And I just want to say shout out to the WPEG people.
Shout out to you.
Ma'am. Don't take your old excited.
I love her, Jessica. Let her be excited. I like her.
What you so hype for, ma'am? Calm down.
She white. She called a black stage. I love her. I love her, Jessica.
Ma'am.
She representing for... I love her, Jessica. I love her.
Okay. All right.
And shout out to the WP.
Go now.
Her name was Caitlin. Her name was Caitlin.
Burber, go on now, Caitlin. We hear you. You're doing too much now. Calm down, Caitlin.
Thank you, Caitlin. But I needed some of that excitement this morning. Woo! Power 98, good morning. You got a comment this morning?
Yes, I do have a comment for Amy, Nicole, Karen, whatever her name was.
Her name was Angie. Her name was Angie.
Angie. Whatever her name is. From a white woman to say, she sounds like a happy man. You should just be satisfied with what you did. At this point, you should be worried about your biracial children not getting the same positions because they're of a black descent. It doesn't make any sense for us to be complacent where we're at when we should have the same rights as the next individual. And regardless of where you think we come from, we shouldn't have been there in the first place. That being said, us fighting for our rights now, we shouldn't be fighting for rights that should already be given to every citizen of the United States, not just
Her phone.
We can't.
I think you must be on your Bluetooth or something because your phone went out. But we'll get to after break. She was blanking though. 570-WPG. If you got a comment this morning, it's Power 98.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that.
Power 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. We're still taking y'all comments inside the Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is. Talking about the Madhouse question of the day. We're gonna get to that after your comments. It's Power 98.
Man, this is Blackbeard from Morganton, baby boy. You know what I mean? So look, I just want to comment and say, you know, black people keep doing y'all thing out there in Charlotte. You know, I know a lot of people right now are making all these complaints about people looting and burning down buildings, but I look at it like this. This is just an accumulation of everything that's happened. This isn't about George Floyd, you know what I mean? And I feel like this is the time, you know, and looting and all this stuff, that's just the spoils of war, you know what I mean? And, you know, I just don't like it when you hear people say, you know, all these black people going out here to loot. I'm like this. All the stuff we got in America is from looted wars. So I don't want to hear that. You know what I mean? So we got to look at it like this. You know, it's our time. And my only thing is I just want black people to keep their energy high, keep this thing going, and quit letting these old people tell you that all we got to do is just vote this racism out, because this racism was here when Obama was here. This racism was here when all these presidents. We just got to take this power that we got now and floor it. You dig what I'm saying?
This is DJ Dirt. I'm originally out of Harlem, but I've been in Charlotte now for like the last 11 years, man. I'm loving it. Enjoy your Madhouse Nation, man. Hey, I just want to talk about the rioting that's going on and stuff, man. I mean, you hear it time and time again, and it's like the same old stuff. You know, they doing it to us, and we go back and we tear our own shit up. Excuse me. We tear our own stuff up. Why don't we once in a while just go in, tear some Marcus Lewis and some Macy's and some Bloomingdale's and get them in their pocket? I just don't understand, you know. And I know it's rage, but sometimes we need to focus and direct it where it's going to count. You hit the white man in the pocket, you know, it may make a difference. Corporations start saying, we'll crack down, because if they're bringing this revenue into the states, then they turn around and they can hit the legislatures, which turns down and pours down into the police chiefs. And next thing you know, maybe they're getting on some of these cops' back and some of this may ease up. I believe hit them in the pockets really hard.
Thank you, bro.
All right, bro.
Man, first of all, man, I would like to say, man, two white women on the morning, so that's a record for y'all, ain't it? Hey, look. First of all, I was going to say, ain't white women the race of women who started the feminist movement back in the 1900s? It's just kind of funny that, you know, they speak on our behalf, act like they feel our pain, but they really don't. They really don't understand us the way that we feel. And for her to say that, you know, we're not in oppression just because times are different now, just lets me know that they still think that we are fine. We're not fine. We don't have no economy. We don't have nothing that we're building. And for us to depend on them, that's why I say voting is kind of sketchy, because why would black people vote other race in the office to help us? Like, they're not going to help us. If we really want to make a difference, why can't we black people create our own political parties and start voting our own self in here? Why can't we start building our own schools and start teaching the real black history instead of the false history that they put in our books? See, we as black people need to be more aware of what can actually happen if we unify together as one. It's proven that if we come together, there's nothing they can do. So my thing is this. Let's start building an economy. Let's start making political parties for ourselves and stop voting other races in and depending on them to help us, because they're not going to do that.
Appreciate all your calls and comments this morning. You know, we always taking them. We here for the people. 570-WPEG is that Rider Rich, the boss.
7-8-7-8-0.
Hello, Larry, the morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Madhouse question of the day was what today, Miss Jessica?
We are wondering, after a weekend of protests, not only here in the Carolinas, but across the nation and the world, what is next? Where do we go from here? Mainlandy Music says, we start empowering our youth with education, financial literacy. We start voting and speaking out at public forums where our voice can be heard. When they are not heard, we protest without ravaging the communities where we must live and where our senior citizens live. We become a collective tribe and take care of each other. We empower the black dollar and circulate it amongst our black and brown businesses. We show them our power through action.
All right. 1207 NEY said, continue to protest, continue to vote, continue to contact local and state politicians to voice concerns, have dialogue with local law enforcement, and speak to our children and prepare them for this cruel world we live in. There's no one action that will make things better.
Let's see here. I've got,
and my Burby's looking for that. TTN126 said, we got to vote, 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 protest, vote, 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 protest, and vote, vote, vote. And we got to infiltrate, infiltrate, and infiltrate.
James Allen said, we need a moment of silence to see if voices are being heard now, if you get what I'm saying. Jamal Burgess said, it should increase the moment of silence and things like that should increase, but the focus should be on police departments, detaining of immigrants, and fix the damn water in Flint today.
I kind of like that one.
Hello.
I kind of like that one. All right, man. Glad y'all tap in on the Mad Eyes question of the day. You know we drop that every morning at 6:05. Play responses back at 9:25. Ms. Jessica's on the way with your Nosy Neighbor News Recap.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Monday, June 1st. A man representing a group by the name of the Fatherhood Foundation has an issue with Cardi B applauding rioters for burning businesses and then ruining black communities. He hopped on social media to say, since rioting is only about Floyd and not protecting property, maybe rioters should direct their attention to Cardi B's new home located at... and then proceeded to write her complete home address. He concluded the post with saying, will she change her mind when her property is on the line? Now, Cardi responded by saying, I'm going to let you know this right now. Anybody that comes to my property will die. That's a promise. You don't care about blacks, so stop trying to make it about blacks. Cardi's fans were not having it and flooded his timeline and reported him. His account no longer exists.
Oh, yeah, they took him off the net altogether. They made him disappear. Disappear. But, yeah, that was crazy that he put her address up there like that.
Listen, as we were sitting here, I was getting a text message right before the Nosy Neighbor News came up, and it was another message of a racist being called out on social media. And it's just like every day I'm receiving them, and it's not one a day. It's multiple. I'm like, y'all really showing out. Cut it out. And then you get missing. Like, you posted it, and then you get missing. And it's just like, stop it. Stop it. Like you said last week, if you feel that way and that's what it is, stick to it. Stick to your guns about it. It's just, it's crazy how many of them are being called out. So, 50 Cent posted a clip of the New York governor speaking about the protesters across the nation. In the clip, the governor said, it's the same exact situation. When does it change? It's been 30 years since Rodney King. I'm with the protesters. Thank you very much. And then he ended the press conference. 50 captioned the video. This is the guy right here. He doesn't want to, but we need him to be president. And most of the commenters agreed with 50 Cent.
Yeah, a lot of people like that guy. A lot of people do like him, and they say if he ran, they would vote for him. They like him.
Let's see. Jay-Z is speaking out about the death of George Floyd. He is urging the Minnesota Attorney General to do the right thing and prosecute all of those that are responsible for the murder of George Floyd to the fullest extent of the law. So... he is speaking out on that situation. Yes. If you actually want to see his statement, I have it up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica.
Yeah, shout out to Jay-Z. He spoke out as well as Michael Jordan also spoke out, as well as I think the NFL put out a statement, but they got a lot of backlash for their statement. But a lot of people have been chiming in and have been speaking out about police brutality and everything that's going on.
Yeah, so I have a lot of those statements up. You're correct. The NFL did speak out. They are receiving a lot of backlash. Peloton spoke out. Reebok spoke out. Netflix spoke out. Nike spoke out. Beyonce spoke out. So a lot of those, if you want to see exactly what these companies and what these celebrities are saying, I have it up on my Instagram story today. Faith Evans was arrested after police were called to her in Stevie J's LA home. Apparently, they got into a heated argument that turned violent. When they arrived, they noticed visible marks and scratches on Stevie J's face. Faith Evans was arrested and booked for felony domestic violence. She bonded out the same day. It's unclear as to what started the argument.
And whatever it was, she wasn't having it, Steve. Stevie, me not having it, but she wasn't having it. I don't know what Stevie
did. Y'all not watch the movie, Notorious?
Yeah, I did watch the movie. But
they said Faith was about their life.
They said she was about their life.
Exactly. Mm. It's wrong, but if you saw it, and this ain't nothing new for her.
According to the movie.
According to the movie, this ain't nothing new for her. Happy birthday to Morgan Freeman. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
The neighborhood. Power 98. The Nosy. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.